Those of you who watch the videos, you'll notice that my hair is always immaculate. And there's a reason for that. First reason is the Gourmet Soap Kitchen. They make this really wonderful hair pomade with rosemary oil and peppermint and beeswax and what have you. You can get that at the Gourmet Soap Kitchen. There's a banner on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. And also, my hair was cut by Silky Organic Hairdressing. Good man named Nathan there. He's got a bit of a special going on right now. If you can get a free introductory haircut with organic color services, if you want to pop in to see Nathan, is at 53B Davis Crescent in Newmarket, Auckland. Been hairdressing for a good 10 years. And it was very nice of him to offer me a haircut because I was getting a bit of a mop top. His number's 027-42-44-202. That's 027-42-44-202. So there's a little bit of a plug done for the day. Okay. Finally, by the way, those people won't give me any money. I was just plugging them because they do really great products and services. That's kind of how I do it. All my money comes from you, the listeners. Go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, subscribe either through PayPal for $5 a month, or you can set up an automatic payment through the Kiwi Bank account number there. This is how I run the show. This is how I give the platform to people, and this is how I support my community. And unfortunately, it's become somewhat of a global community, so I need a lot of resources, man. My plan is I want to have enough donations to be able to actually purchase a house and then convert it into studios as well as my living quarters and whatnot so that I can train activists who have no skill in editing, who have no skill in broadcasting or whatever, just train them how to do it themselves so that they don't need me anymore and can create their own radio shows, their own YouTube channels, and so on and so forth with the skills to do it. These activists are the reporters in society. All I seek to do is give them the training so that they can actually make it happen. Be able to make their own press releases, their own radio shows, and their own documentaries, and so on and so forth. I can teach people to do that because I do it every day, and it's not that hard once you know what you're doing. All right, that's the shameless plugging going now there. But there's nothing shameful. There's nothing shameful.
No, you got to survive, you know? Yeah. That's what I mean. I mean, other than the Guelph police and the mayor and Newmarket mayor and courts care, MC Laura, they not only weren't happy enough kidnapping me and my family, stealing my home, stole my car, my truck, the cops emptied out the bar, thousands of dollars of store food, stole money collections. My late father, I just got his paper money collection. I got the briefcase back, but the cops emptied it, and coin collections and stuff like that. Yeah, so these are the people that are supposed to be upstanding citizens, you know? It's all right, guys. Coming for you. Yeah, look in your rear view. You're going to see me, and it won't be flashing lights. Promise. Anyway, so where do you want to go? This is the last segment, so what do you want to touch on, Vinny?
I want to know how you actually started and got to all of this in the first place.
This really has been a life path. I was born to it. Beings like me, we kind of have an inkling that we know who we are from day one. Family line, born on the day the Magna Carta was signed. All the clues were there for me. What else? So, the Thompson clan, family motto, Nosco Te Ipsum, know thyself, and the lawmakers, lawkeepers of Northern England, Southern Scotland. I'm Irish born in Belfast, the jurisdiction thereof. Musician most of my life, worked as well to support that nasty little habit, and every road that I've walked has had a very profound meaning and impact within what it is I do. Right now, everything mattered, and this is what I, you know, sharing with people every night, and they're sharing it as well when they start to see what I call the yellow brick road. I'm going to do a quick little allegory for Wizard of Oz. beautiful movie. It does a great synopsis of the birth certificate and the awakening, right? I'll give you an example. When Dorothy, the house comes down and lands on the Wicked Witch of the East, that's knowledge, and she gets the red ruby slippers. Those are the shoes of truth. They, Frank L. Baum, actually, in the book, those were silver. Silver allegorically means truth. So what Dorothy, or the Door of God, Dorotheos, and Toto Jean-Henri, full character, what they represent are you, the spirit, and the physical together, walking your road to the Emerald City, which green emerald is love, to find yourself. When the road starts out, you have two intertwining roads, the yellow brick road winding out in the fractal, and the red one comes back to center. Red is emotion. So if you get emotional, you get egocentric and you go back to start. So the game here is to walk through the yellow brick road. Now, the three characters, Straw Man, Tin Man, Cowardly Lion, are allegorical. Towards the end of the movie, when Dorothy throws truth all over the Wicked Witch of the West, she melts. But before she does that, the witch says to her, the last to go will see the first three go before her. So you can take that in the literal being entertained movie, or you can see the allegory. And what it means is, in order for you to set yourself free spiritually, there's three things you got to get taken care of. One of them is you got to wake up to the fact that the straw man is the illusion. That's the meat stick realm, thinking that everything is physical. Ironically, what do we call the all caps name? The straw man. And it's the mindless one. It's the left brain hasn't got a clue and does what you did. The two hands, let's go this way. It's confused. Now, as you go down the yellow brick road, once you figure out that you're more than that, you find the Tin Man. What's the Tin Man? The Tin Man's heartless. So you have to find your compassion. You have to start to understand the emotions and getting control of them. You are the empty vessel that needs to be filled with the heart. That's what the Tin Man represents. If you look up these things in Black's Law, you'll find very interesting things about this. Now, the last thing you have to confront is your fear, the cowardly lion. So, like Dorothy did, you kind of got to smack the fear in the face, and then the fear backs down. And at the very end of the movie, she walked that whole road with Toto. Toto was the main character in the movie, by the way. Toto in Black's Law is Toto Jean-Henri, which means in your full character. And when you're acting as a straw man, you're not in full character. If you're acting heartless, you're not a full character. You need the courage. So you put all the Trinity together and you have your Toto Jean-Henri. It was Toto that pulled back the veil on the wizard, right? And that's the only way you can pull the curtain back is when you're in full character. Toto was the other one that also jumped out of the balloon so that Dorothy didn't get taken off into this other little adventure, where she understood at the very end when Glinda said to her, says, the answer was within you all along. All you had to do was figure it out. So I can go into hours of detail on Wizard of Oz. What a beautiful, beautiful movie.
What's synchronistic about this is I was thinking last night, just before I was going to bed, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. And I was just kind of like thinking about it really intensely. I didn't know why a particular line was just coming up in my head. It happens to me randomly. I'll think something, and then not too long afterwards, that exact thing will happen in front of me.
That's your yellow brick road. Follow it. That's the white rabbit they talked about in The Matrix. Follow it. It will lead you to the next clue, to the next clue, and that's all I do, and that's how I've uncovered everything. I've learned to decipher cartoons, movies, using Black's Law. I can use any book to decipher anything once you know how to
do it. Did you ever see the what was it? Duck's Tale, you know, with Scrooge McDuck and whatnot. He's in the doctor's office, and on the chart behind him is an eye exam, and the letters read, "Ask about the Illuminati."